I have to say, I've been lucky enough to spend time in the burn on many occasions over the course of my life for work, and it never, ever disappoints. It's an extraordinary place, almost otherworldly at times. Just think of the vast limestone landscape, wildflowers pushing up through the cracks, ancient tombs and traces of people stretching back thousands of years. And it's exactly that sense of connection between landscape, people and the deep past that's at the heart of the Burren Archaeology Festival, which is coming up on the 20th and 21st of June in Ballyvaughan. It's a weekend where you can go beyond just looking and actually engage through talks, walks, demonstrations and plenty of hands-on experience. So to tell us more about what's in store, archaeologist Mary Dillon. Thanks for joining us, Mary.
You're very welcome, Derek.
Now tell us about the Burren Archaeology Festival.
The festival is taking place on the 20th and 21st of June, and it's all about the wonderful archaeology of the Burren. And this is our second year of running the festival. And it came about really because, you know, the Burren obviously is very famous for its wonderful landscapes and its wonderful flowers and, of course, its fauna. But you don't really hear so much about the archaeology of the Burren. So we decided it was time to change that. And we're very lucky that we are sponsored by the National Monument Service and Acres Burren Arran.
Now, can anybody and everybody just kind of rock up, if you'd excuse the pun, and take part, or do you have to get tickets?
So there's a two-day programme. The Saturday is kind of a conference. We've got six great archaeologists speaking, and that's a ticketed day. So you go to the Burren BO website to get tickets for that. And then the Sunday programme, anybody can rock up. The more the merrier. From 11 to 4, we're going to have a day of experimental archaeology and family fun. There are some tours and workshops that are bookable, but the main day itself, main displays and demonstrations and everything, you don't have to book to take part in them, you just show up.
Richard, do you want to ask Mary something?
Mary.
Hi, Richard. How are you?
I'm putting on my headphones there. Now, yes, Mary, the Burren, it is an extraordinary place archaeologically. It's active since the Neolithic period, 4,000 years ago, and right up, and you have everything from Pool na Brona Dunmen right up to Dyfers O'Dea. There's a lovely doorway there. There's the high crosses in Kilfenora, right up along to Corcam Row. You were covering the whole lot, the whole spectrum. It's a great opportunity.
Absolutely. And just to say, we actually have archaeology from the Mesolithic in the Burren as well. So from, you know, the hunter-gatherers, we have from the end of the Mesolithic period, 6,000 years ago, we have evidence of hunter-gatherers in the Burren along the coast. So it indeed is a very, very rich archaeology-wise. And I think the way that it's been farmed over the years is kind of the landscape. It has allowed an awful lot of archaeology to be preserved, where in other counties it mightn't have been.
Well, of course, we owed it to the farmers long ago that we have the Burren, because after the ice melted, then the whole thing would have been covered in hazel and scrub
and pine,
grass.
Yep.
But because the farmers brought in hardy cattle, cattle that lived through the winter because it's lovely and warm, the ground is warm from the sun, they saved that. And it's due to them that we have the wonderful landscape we have there today. Is that still true, or is this just a story that was told to me long ago?
No, Richard, you're very much right. Absolutely. So when the first people arrived in the Burren, and we have evidence from County Clare from actually 12,500 years ago, just south of the Burren in Ennis, but in the Burren itself, the evidence we have is from about 6,000 years ago. We know from pollen diagrams that the Burren was absolutely covered in pine trees and hazel trees and other woodland. And it was really when the first farmers arrived just after 6,000 years ago, they would have been the builders of the Pool na Brona, which is dated to 5,800 years ago. They would have started to clear the land slowly. It would have taken thousands of years, but they would have started to clear the land slowly. And the soil was so thin that when they cut down the trees, it just blew away, giving us the landscape that we have today.
I have to ask you a question you may not welcome, and it's about Pool na Brón Dolmen. It is the symbolic yes. dolmen of Ireland. In fact, it seems to be the symbol of dolmens everywhere. But to look at this, it is a bit incredible that this thing could have stood for 4,000 years and not be knocked over by wind and rain and changes and the odd earthquake even. Is there any hint that it might be a fabrication? I believe that lots of human remains were found under it, about a dozen
people.
Oh, yeah,
absolutely.
But the dolmen itself, is that a creation of modern times?
And Mary, before you answer him, you better explain that a dolmen is a tomb and describe what it looks like, just for the benefit of the new listener. So we have new listeners all the time, if you wouldn't mind, please.
Of course, of course. So a dolmen is what we call a megalithic monument, and they were used by the first farmers, megalithic monuments, for both marking kind of their territory on the land and also for burying some of their dead. And the dolmen is, it's, how would you describe it? It's got three sides and a large cap on it. That's generally kind, and when I say cap, I mean a stone, that's generally kind of leaning. The Pool na Brón was excavated, and the reason it was excavated, so archaeologists tend only to excavate where absolutely necessary, because, you know, the remains are preserved in the ground and we don't want to be destroying everything. There was a little bit of damage to Pool na Brón, and they needed to kind of fix one of the stones. One of the support stones was cracked, and that would have led the whole thing to collapse. So while they were fixing this, they did an excavation, Dr. Anne Lynch, and what they found was absolutely amazing. 36 individuals were buried there. They also found personal items, including stone tools and even jewellery. Really, really is a fascinating site. And actually, we're very lucky because Dr. Anne Lynch is coming to the Burn Archaeology Festival on the Saturday to talk about Pool na Brón. Because the thing about archaeology is, it is a science. And even though it was excavated quite a while ago now, new scientific information has come to light that is making it even more interesting.
Mary, Terry here. Derek mentioned earlier on there that some of our listeners, particularly our younger listeners, may not be familiar with dolmens. We would tend to think of the burn as a unique habitat. We think of the flora, we think of the spring gentians that we can find at this particular time of the year. We think of the limestone and that. I'm delighted that you're highlighting the archaeology and particularly the Burren Bio, because they developed this sustainable future for the burn. So well done to you.
Well, thanks very much. Thanks very much. I'm very lucky to work for Burren Bio, absolutely.
And they're very lucky to have you, Mary. So thank you very much indeed. That's all we have time for tonight. Don't forget, you can visit the website anytime you like, rte.ie/Mooney. My thanks to Richard Collins, Terry Flanagan and Jim Wilson and Aina Nealana. We'll do it all again next week at the same time. Until then, goodbye, goodbye, goodbye.
Mooney Goes Wild. Listen back on the RTE Radio Player app.